91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Eric. That was Eric Clapton with Key to the Highway. I'm sorry, with Tell the Truth. I'm going to play Key to the Highway next. with Tell the Truth from a new album. It's actually a DVD called Planes, Trains, and Eric, chronicling his tour, the 2004, but the legs of it that went through Middle East and the Far East. And that might have been recorded in Japan. It's really kind of hard to tell. At the Budokan. But Tell the Truth, the old Derek and the Dominoes song from Planes, Trains, and Eric. And we'll be playing more from that in the weeks to come, maybe even tonight. Because this is the Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. So everything we'll hear tonight has some connection with Eric Clapton. He's going to be on everything except one song, actually. And we talked about Derek and the Dominoes, so we're going to play that next. We're going to play Key to the Highway from the In Concert album, but from the 40th anniversary edition of the Layla album, because it had some bonus tracks on there from the In Concert recordings. But before we do that, we have the question of the week. And if you want to take note of this number, 908-852-4545. And if you're the first caller with the correct answer, you can win a gift certificate to Piggy's Deli in the Mansfield Shopping Center in Hackettstown on Route 57. And the question is, what Cream song was named after a venereal disease? Yeah, that's what you actually heard that right. I actually said that. What Cream song was named after a venereal disease? 908-852-4545. I'm not kidding. 908-852-4545. Now, Derek and the Dominoes.
Thank you.
That was this week's Judy moment. That was a group called, and she doesn't even know who these people are, but I don't either. It's an English trio, an R&B girl group called Eternal, formed in 1992, consists of Esther and Vernie Bennett and Kelly Bryan. But in any event, we played it because Eric Clapton was playing the acoustic guitar on that. It was beautiful guitar work. And I thought it was a pretty song. So before that, we heard Key to the Highway from the Derek and the Dominoes in Concert album. But it was bonus tracks that are actually available on the Layla album, the 40th anniversary release of that. So this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, getting all tongue-tied here. And we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to do the Eric influence. And it might surprise you who we're going to pick this week.
Hi, I'm Mike Waterston, host of the Dog Bite Show, heard every Saturday here from noon to 3, where we play funk, punk, jazz, rock, you name it, we play it. So join me. Saturdays again, noon to 3.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Dr. Gary Vandervliet of Advanced Dental Care of West Morris, located in Hastings Commons on Schoolies Mountain Road in Hackettstown. Dr. Vandervliet offers a variety of dental services, including dental implants, single-visit crowns, and cosmetic dentistry. More information available at thehightechdentist.com or by phone, 908-852-8858.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
So it's time for the Eric influence, and I think sometimes these are obvious and other times they're not so obvious. This one might surprise you. We picked Jimi Hendrix this week. Now, you might think Jimi Hendrix, I don't know who influenced him. And you can probably hear some Buddy Guy, some Albert King, maybe some B.B. King. I mean, because Jimmy was so innovative and so out there, completely different from anything that came before him, it's kind of hard to figure out what did he really listen to in order to become Jimi Hendrix. Well, he was enamored of Eric Clapton. He had the John Mayall Blues Breakers album in his collection long before most American kids ever heard of it, because most people didn't find it until they listened to Cream years later, and a few years later, and like me, and then went back in time to find it. But Jimmy had it in his collection, and Cream had just started in, I believe, October of 1966, just a few months before Jimmy made it to London. And was, he was discovered by Chas Chandler, who moved him to London, formed the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and the rest is history. It took a while for it to catch on in the United States. But Jimmy in fact, there's a list of 14 albums that influenced Jimi Hendrix. And on that list of 14 albums, two of them have Eric Clapton on them, one being John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and the other being Fresh Cream, the first Cream album. Love those albums. You can't, really detect Eric's playing and Jimmy's playing, but then who's playing can you hear in Jimmy's playing? I mean, I don't know. Maybe Buddy Guy, maybe Albert King a little bit. It's really hard to say, but definitely influenced by Eric. But the influence went both ways. Eric was enamored of Jimmy's playing. Everybody was. They were just completely blown away by him and actually kind of worried about, like, how are they going to follow that act, And Jimmy was really, really excited about meeting Eric when he first went to London. He idolized him, actually, and got to play with Cream. He played Killing Floor, the Howlin' Wolf song, and really impressed everybody. What we're going to play now is a version of Sunshine of Your Love from the album that's fairly recently released, Values of Neptune. It was a bunch of tracks that they went into the vaults and rediscovered this stuff. And it's Sunshine of Your Love, which is the Cream song, co-written by Eric Clapton, mainly Jack Bruce and Pete Brown, but Eric wrote the chorus part. And so he's, not exactly faithful to it, because Jimmy always was doing whatever in the world he wanted. But at one point, he references Outside Woman Blues, which is a Joe Reynolds song that Eric made famous on the Disraeli Gears album. So without any further ado, we'll play Jimi Hendrix, and then we're going to play a little Eric Clapton playing some Jimi Hendrix. So Sunshine of Your Love. Thank you. 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And that's Hello, Old Friend from Eric Clapton's release, No Reason to Cry. Before that, we heard Burning of the Midnight Lamp from the album Power of Soul, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. Featured a whole bunch of great people, including Santana and Prince and Sting, Earth, Wind & Fire, Bootsy Collins, Lenny Kravitz. It goes on and on and on. But that was Eric Clapton paying tribute to his old friend, Jimi Hendrix. And before that, we heard Jimmy himself playing Sunshine of Your Love. And I mentioned that he referenced Outside Woman Blues, which he did. What I forgot to mention is that he pretty much copied the beginning of the guitar solo as Eric first did it on the studio version of Sunshine of Your Love, which, as you know from last week or 2 weeks ago, was actually Eric playing the tune to Blue Moon. But then of course Jimmy went off and, you know, off on tangents as he always does. He's never going to play something exactly like somebody else. But anyway, that was Jimi Hendrix showing the Eric influence on him. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back with some Clapton. That this is going to go out to Kim.
Hi, this is Heather Maloney inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Shaky Graves, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings and private gatherings, Saturday and Sunday from 11 through 5. Villa Milagro also hosts bi-weekly concerts in their intimate tasting room. November 22nd, Nancy Coletti in concert. 908-995-2072 or on the web, njfinewines.com.
So, you've been listening to WNTI, and all of a sudden, something new comes along. Who was that, you ask? With the WNTI Music Shop, now you can find all of the answers. Just go to WNTI.org and click on the WNTI Music Shop link on the homepage. Here you will find a listing of all the current new music. Visit WNTI Music Shop at WNTI.org today.
river runs into the sea. Cause every day I fire along, deepening the silence all around me.
Thank you.
And that was the core from Eric's album, Slow Hand. That goes out to Kim, who requested it. Thanks, Kim. And let's see. That's all we played, I think, right? And so going back on the playlist here, because that was an eight-minute song. Yeah, we started that set off with the core, and we ended with the core. This is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And we have an answer to the question of the week. And Mark from Basking Ridge, well, he won the gift card to Piggy's, but he declined it because he wanted it to go out to someone else, but no one else called with the right answer. But the question was, I'm sorry to have to, you know, ask this question, but what Cream song was named after a venereal disease? And the answer is NSU, which stands for nonspecific urethritis. And the legend, I guess you'd say, or the rumor, or whatever you want to call it, is that Eric Clapton contracted said disease. And they, you know, Jack Bruce and Pete Brown had written this nifty little song, NSU, and didn't have a name for it. And they're just, you know, being their jovial selves, they said, let's call it NSU. So that's the name of it. So we're going to play NSU from the live from the Royal Albert Hall album.
Eric Clapton on the guitar, yeah. Time I rap is when I play my guitar.
Thank you. That was Cream with NSU from the Albert Hall album. And in the background, you're listening to Desert Ride from the Savage 7 soundtrack. You've heard that a bunch of times, right? Hey, up next is E-Town, this week with Shaky Graves and Heather Maloney. And the Achievement Award is going to be someone named Azalea Lendorf. Never heard of her? Either have I, but we'll find out what that's about. It's always something really cool, somebody that had a great idea on helping out in some way, whether it's ecology or helping out the poor or the hungry or just something. And it's really a worthwhile thing to listen to, I think. One of my favorite shows of the week. So after E-Town, we'll have the privilege of listening to Mike the Hippie, MTH himself, with the Midweek Jam, to be followed by, at the midnight hour, the Underground Garage. I'm sorry. Keller Williams, Keller Seller. So, this has been Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we'll see you on the radio next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Green Brothers Specialty Coffee Roasters, with locations in Hackettstown and Sparta, offering a variety of roasted coffees and leaf teas. Green Brothers locations